W4YQK monitoring.
KJ4YQK, W4DJW. It didn't take you long to get back, did it?
Let me get out on the porch. It's coming in static. I'm inside the house.
Roger that. W4DJW standing by.
4DJW, this is KJ4YQK. How do you copy me now, Dev?
You're 100% full quieting, full scale, readable, but it sounds different. It doesn't sound like what radio are you on. It doesn't sound like the radio you used to be on.
705, have it out on a porch of battery power.
Is that a handheld or a mobile rig?
That is a backpack rig for like a QRP rig that you can carry on a backpack and do HF, VHF, and UHF.
Okay. So it probably has a way that you have adjusted your audio to cut through a pileup. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like audio that DXers use to cut through a pileup. It's really sharp. It's not melodious. It's sharp. But, I mean, it's 100% readable. And no white noise and no full scale.
If I can adjust all this, I'm using the radio. This is the first QSO on this radio. I'm not sure you're familiar with the Icon 705. It was designed for people who like to do POTA and stuff like that.
I'll pull it up here in a minute and look at it and see if I recognize it or not. The 705 doesn't ring a bell. There's the 718 and the 817 that are backpack rigs. Both, one's Yaesu, one's ICOM. But 705, that must be relatively new. I'll look it up.
I talked to the Flex people while I was down there, and I mentioned to them we want a QRP rig for the new architect. Hey, seems like you might be listening now. I told him about you still having your radio.
Yeah, I'm going to set that up in the other room because, you know, it's got the UV fan on it. I mean, it's got the UV module in it, which means that as soon as you start transmitting UV, UHF, VHF, it kicks the fan in, and it's like a 10-inch fan in the bottom of the case, and it turns it up a pretty decent RPM so you can hear it. It's annoying is what I'm getting at. So I'm going to put it in the other room with my old computer, and the only problem I had with that FireWire was it was incompatible with a browser. If you were running a browser on the Internet, when you'd click on a button, it'd click off on the FireWire. If you don't run any browsers, it ran just fine. And since I upgraded my computer, I don't use that one much anymore. I wouldn't be running any browsers on it. So that might just – and I could access it through remote desktop, and it'd be just as fast as sitting at it.
5,000. Think about putting it up for sale now and get the 6,400. 6,400 been good. I spent about – let's see, my trip to the Hamfest and back, I ran up maybe $1,800.
Did you fly down there or did you drive?
I'm down there to Class C, and I bought a lot of ham radio gear. A lot of gear.
Well, you certainly did make it back awful quick. I was talking to you when you were down there yesterday. That's pretty fast.
I think probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Got back about 10 o'clock last night.
That's a long ride, isn't it? I got down to Fort Myers, which is just a little bit further than that, and that'll drain a whole tank and about a quarter on a hybrid. I guess you probably use more than that on a motorhome, huh?
55-gallon tank. I spent about $300 in gasoline.
Well, that's not too bad considering all the weight that you haul down there and, you know, being able to buy whatever you want to bring back. That's not bad at all.
I had no hotel costs. I paid $150. For $165, the ham ticket and staying in the fairground. And for my, when I was driving down, I slept in a Cracker Barrel parking lot.
They kind of like Walmart, they let anybody camp out there for free.
YQK, yeah, it's like a Walmart. You can camp there, park in the back of their store. And basically, I go in there and have breakfast and dinner as a thank you.
Well, that is pretty cool. You enjoying the RV? Have you gone camping much?
To the Grand Canyon, me and Stuart did. We did a 14-day road trip to the Grand Canyon and back. Been the this. just went to Walt Disney World and St. Augustine for two-week trip for that one.
Oh, cool. Sounds like you're getting your money's worth out of it. Did you ever get that lot next door cleaned off?
I cleaned the lot off next door, and I'm getting ready to put up another antenna over there. I picked up a Altiman X, I believe the name. Antenna from the Hamfest there. It's an InFed 80 to 10. And I'll be installing that maybe next weekend. Your wife come over to Slingshot.
You got anything going across the river?
I have to reevaluate. We lost we got flooded down here. I don't know if you know that. I had about 3 to 4 feet of water under the house.
I did not know that. How did your brother's house fare?
One corner got wet, and he's repairing that. He had to remove all his AC docking, replace everything under the house, and all my storage stuff got wet.
Yeah, but your house didn't, right? Your house was fine.
The house is fine. The only thing I had to do for the house is replace the vapor barrier up underneath the house because it had that river mud on it.
Well, it paid to put it on stilts, didn't it? Wise move.
We get moved. I did lose one vehicle. I lost the Black Cherokee. I could only get so many vehicles out of the valley in such amount of time. I had to go and help my cousins to get out of their house. They're like in their late 70s, so we had to wait for the floodwaters to get them out.
So you lost the Jeep Cherokee?
Black Cherokee. I still have Linda's Jeep. That'd be the white Grand Cherokee, and I have the JKU in the motorhome now. No, it's not.
Well, did the insurance cover the one you lost, W4DJW?
No. Insurance not covered on the Black Cherokee. It was a total loss.
Well, I hate that for you. I know you like those Jeeps.
Selling it. Salvage to a guy out of Georgia who's going to take and try to restore it. Because the engine was still running after it was flooded. It's a good, strong engine, and the guy's going to take and fix it up.
Well, that's better than just taking it to the scrapyard. Anyway, that radio is really sounding good. That's the best you've sounded into the repeaters, and so I can't remember when.
Oh, that's right. I think I'm putting out, my power out is, I'm putting out pretty good power here. I'll take a look, see what it is off the battery there. I know when I'm plugged in, it's 10 watts.
Is it starting to get warm at all?
It's off, but it's kind of chilly out here on the porch, so it's I think 58 degrees on the porch, so it ain't going to get hot in this weather. We'll know in springtime.
Okay. So it wasn't the 6.1 that you had a hard time getting into. It was the 8.2, right?
No, it was the 8.2 connected to the 6.1.
No, I was trying to remember which one you had some land between you. You had land between you and one of the repeaters. I think it was Paris Mountain.
It is the, I can't hit Paris Mountain because of the big ridge on the other side of the river. That's correct.
Okay, well, and usually when you were on 6.1, you were on a handheld. This is a lot better than the handheld.
And I think the antenna, I'm going to try the handheld again because it does, I was surprised I was able to get in from inside the house. It was, the receipt was staticky in the house.
Well, did you hear that KI4MSA, Jim, is getting back on air?
I mentioned it to me.
He's got he bought a tower from Silent Key. The widow, and he's putting that up. He's drilling the holes in it in the ground this weekend. I talked to him on Simplex on a handheld that he's got going, but he's got several radios that he picked up that he's going to use to get back on there.
Of course, tower now, don't I? They vacant land next to me. Just got to think about that telephone pole.
You going to put a tower there, or you got? Yeah, there was something there. Was that a telephone pole that was already there?
Pole right there, so I just got to figure out how to mount to a telephone pole.
You got any of those boots with the spikes on it so you can climb the telephone pole?
I got to get a cherry lift. I get too old to be climbing.
Okay. I had a 80-foot sweet gum tree taken down here the other day, and you ought to see those guys. They can walk up the tree as fast as I can walk across the backyard. Those guys are really skilled.
Some of those guys come out and get the Widowmakers cutting dead limbs off the oaks over there. I got some tall trees next door. I got about six tall trees.
Well, Well, you better, it's better to take care of them sooner rather than later. The bigger they get, the more they cost to have them taken down.
I'm going to just do the limbs and stuff. I'm not going to take them down. I like the tall oaks and stuff.
Yeah, I had a big oak come down during the hurricane, and it crossed over my neighbor's driveway. So we worked like crazy to get him so he could go in and out of his driveway, and then it took us 2 more days to clean up the mess. It's about 3 feet at the base, and went up about 40 feet, and it came down to about 2 feet in diameter at about 40 feet, and then it branched out into all different directions. It's probably a 60, 70-foot oak tree. It stretched all the way across his front yard over to the next neighbor's yard. And I tell you what, oak is heavy. I cut it up in slices that were only about 8 inches thick, and it was all I could do to get one of those in the wheelbarrow, laying the wheelbarrow on its side and coaxing it up into it and tipping the wheelbarrow up and then hauling off that slice. And there was a bunch of slices in that huge tree.
A lot of oaks that came down. That's what surprised me. The oaks were falling. We had some strong wind. We took a lot of wind damage on the main river by the bridge. It knocked down a bunch of trees. I think there was a lot of microbursts or something that came through that area.
Same thing here. There's an old mill down on 101 where it goes down to a really, really low spot in the road and where Rutherford comes into 101. And a hurricane or a tornado or something ripped through there because enormous trees were just scattered around like toothpicks. They're just now getting to where they're starting to clean that area up. Trees blocked the road for the longest time. You can get through there now, but it took them a while to get it cleaned up enough to where you could drive a car through there. W4DJW.
Or YQK. Because of another hurricane result was I went out and bought a mini Starlink to get back on the air because I was without internet for a long time down here. So I have a Starlink mini to go camping with now.
So that can take the place of the Mophie router?
My internet for the camper and stuff, and it works great for the house whenever if something happens again.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, you got two sources. I got an extra Mophie router, and it worked pretty good, but it doesn't have a lot of, they charge you for bandwidth, how much bandwidth you use, so you got to keep an eye on it. You can't use too much or they charge you a whole bunch. I just need to chunk that. I think it's using too much. I think it's too expensive. But Verizon's the only one that's got a card that'll fit in it, so you're kind of locked in with that router. It works, but it's not the best solution anymore.
The plan is the Roman plan. I pay $52 a month. I can turn it on, turn it off, and that is 50 gig a month that I can get with that. My AT&T phone is 60 gig. Then I have another router inside the motor home that's got a Verizon card in that I can turn on and off. That's 108 a month for, I want to say 140 gig.
So mine is 10 times less than yours. I get I don't think it's even gigs. Maybe it is. Maybe it's 5 gigs for $50 a month. That's all I get. And you get 50 for $50 a month. It's a huge difference. 10 times, factor of 10.
YQK. Yeah, the nice thing about Starlink is, let's say I start traveling full time, I can change my plan to unlimited for $165 a month.
What's your upload and download speed?
Here's that, man. I can get about 100 download, anywhere from 10 to 30 upload.
Have you guys got fiber there yet?
I dropped Charter, and I have fiber in the house now. And my fiber is about a good $40 cheaper than Charter.
I had a gig on Charter, so mine is half the price of Charter. And I got a gig upload and a gig download, both. And that gig upload, wow, that's amazing.
It's real easy for me. I do the Teams hangouts and connecting back and forth to the GitHub.
You still working? How much longer are you going to work? When are you going to retire?
I'm hoping they'll lay me off first, so that's bad. So I'm going to get the umbrella, severance pay.
You're looking for the package deal. I get it. I did the same thing. I waited till I got a package.
By, let's say, by January next year, I'll probably put in my paperwork and say, I'm leaving.
Well, that's good. At least you got a plan.
Home, I got the radio now. I got everything ready. Just wait for work.
How about the boat? You going to still do the in the waterways up the East Coast kind of thing with the sailboat?
Plans, and I'm watching the boat prices. The boats for that adventure, those are starting to come down in price now. When I see one that is reasonable, I'll go ahead and pick it up and use that.
Where were you keeping your other one stored? Oh, is that Lake Hartwell?
Lake Hartwell at the sailing club.
Okay, so you've already got a place to put it once you get it.
When I'm looking at a Corsair, you can haul it on a trailer. I'm looking at the 27-footer and 31-footer is what I'm looking at. And I can put it on a trailer to haul it to the intercoastal and back to the house whenever it comes time.
You got to get another vehicle to haul that, or you can haul it with one you already have?
27 I can haul with the Grand Cherokee. The 31 I need to rent a U-Haul or something to pull it down there or pay somebody to tow it down there for me.
I was going to think that's kind of a big boat. Plus, it's got a keel under it, right? So it's kind of top-heavy.
Trireme is the boat type that I'm looking at. It don't have the big long keel like the other boat.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, I'm not going to keep you. I just heard you throw your call sign out there. Thought you got back mighty quick. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed the trip to the Amphis. And pick it up. Talk to you later. The market's going to open in less than 30 minutes, so I got to get ready. KJ4YQK W4DJW.
KJ4YQK will be clear.